The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
If you'd like to be seated. I'd like to say good morning and a very warm welcome to everyone to our service of Holy Communion. And as we say good morning and welcome to everybody here in the building, we also say welcome to those who are joining us from their homes. We're delighted that we can worship together today. And as we come together today, we're going to be thinking a little bit about God's call on our lives, or seeking to be his person in the world. That's the theme of our service today. And just a few notices then for the week that is to come. On Tuesday evening at 6:30, the Select Vestry will be meeting over Zoom. And on Wednesday, the Parish Alpha Course continues at 8:00. And if anybody still wishes to join, there's the opportunity to do that. And on Thursday evening, the prayer meeting will take place at 7:00, again over Zoom. This coming Friday, our Messy Church team have prepared another online event for those who participate in Messy Church. Maybe you've got children or grandchildren at home on a Friday afternoon, and if they'd like to take part, they'd be really welcome to do so. They'll find all the joining details on the parish website and on the Facebook page. That's this Friday. It goes live. Our services next Sunday are morning prayer at 11:00, evening prayer at 7:00. And a reminder that today we're involved in a special collection that's being coordinated by the Bishop's Appeal for earthquake relief in Haiti. And anybody who wishes to be involved in that, the church wardens have some Bishop's Appeal envelopes at the back of the church. But as we come together this morning to worship God, we're going to sing our opening hymn, a hymn that reminds us of God's majesty and greatness. The Lord is King, lift up your voice.
Thank you. Almighty God. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hosts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what the Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy on us, and write these, your laws, in our hearts. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Let us sit or kneel to pray. Almighty God, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayers, for you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Please be seated. Our collect for today. O Lord, hear the prayers of your people who call upon you, and grant that they may both perceive and know what things they ought to do, and also may have grace and power faithfully to fulfill them. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The epistle is written today in the letter of St. James in the third chapter, beginning to read at the 13th verse. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that come from wisdom. But if you harbor envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something, but don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight, you do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Here ends our epistle reading. Hear the words of the gospel of our Savior Jesus Christ according to St. Mark in the 9th chapter, beginning at the 30th verse. They left that place and passed through Galilee. Jesus did not want anyone to know where they were, because he was teaching his disciples. He said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of men. They will kill him, and after 3 days he will rise." But they did not understand what he meant, and were afraid to ask him about it. They came to Capernaum. When he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the road?" But they kept quiet because on the way they had argued about who was the greatest. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, "If anyone wants to be first, he must be the very last and the servant of all." He took a little child and had him stand among them. Taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We continue our service by saying the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life in the world to come. Amen. Let's continue our worship in song Our song is, "And Now, O Father, Mindful of the Love."
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. It's the time of year when some people are moving away from home for the first time. Maybe they're pursuing a course in further education, or maybe starting an apprenticeship or a trade. And it's an important step in trying to answer one of those big questions that we all have to ask ourselves. What do I want to do with my life? And maybe you will recall asking those questions yourselves. Maybe there weren't so many choices available as there might be these days. But I'm going to share with you one of my darkest secrets from my teenage years. And no, it wasn't that I really liked Samantha, who used to sit beside me in English sometimes. But in my teenage years, when someone would ask me what I wanted to do when I left school, I couldn't actually tell them what was beginning to move in my heart. You see, I didn't really want to become a doctor or an engineer like some of my friends. I certainly had no notion of going into computers, which were starting to take over the world. But rather embarrassingly for me, my faith had become important to me at that point in my life. And so I started to think about working in a church, about passing on what had captured my heart so powerfully. But I couldn't really say that to people because it wasn't a very cool thing to want or to aspire to when you were 17. And today is a day that's designated Vocation Sunday. It's a day in which the church encourages us all to ask ourselves that same question. What might God want me to do in this season of my life? And that's a question that I believe can have many different answers. For some people, it's a season in their life when they can assist with the care of their grandchildren and have a real influence upon them. For other people, thinking about this question, maybe from a faith context, it might involve a total change of career, like Andy is currently experiencing, having served God for many years as a school teacher, to now serve him in a new way in his church. And in the book of James, which our epistle reading came from today, we notice that James is not really fussy at all about what way that we decide to do it. And in thinking about what God might be asking of us or how we might serve him, James's idea is very simple, and it was part of ancient wisdom when he suggests that when we want to serve God in our lives, we should pursue wisdom. We should pursue wisdom or a virtuous life. And what sort of things should feature in that virtuous life? Well, James says we should go after purity. We should go after purity. We should seek to become peace-loving. We should be considerate and submissive and full of mercy and good fruit. We should be impartial and sincere. And on the surface, all of those things sound like really good things. They might sound a little bit weak or wet, perhaps, to some who believe it's important to stamp your authority on things or to seize life by the throat. But the thing we discover as we go after these things, peace, mercy, bearing good fruit in our lives, the thing we discover is that they're not actually so easy to attain or to come by. And the reason that they're difficult is because inside of us, there is this internal civil war that's raging. We know what we ought to do, but there is this drive within us that says, do something different. Do the thing that comes easily. Do what comes naturally. Put yourself first. And so we do. And then we find that things start to go a bit pear-shaped. We get rid of all those constraints and boundaries as we pursue freedom. But then we discover that what we were after is not actually freedom. We accumulate money and possessions and power and success on all sorts of levels, but then we discover that those things don't actually make us happy. We get a new car or a bigger house, And it feels amazing the first few times that we use them, but no matter how much we accumulate, there's still this feeling of emptiness inside. So how can we discover then what God wants us to do? I'm just an ordinary man, an ordinary woman, trying to go about my daily life. How can I discover what God wants us to do? And where can we find this wisdom that James speaks about to be God's person in the world? Well, he suggests it starts by submitting ourselves to God. And that sounds almost like the very opposite of freedom, doesn't it? But that's where it is. You actually find life by giving yourself away and giving God the controls. It's about prayer and saying, "Here I am. I don't have much to offer. I make tons of mistakes. But please put me somewhere that I can be of use." Whether that's in our home, whether it's in our school, whether it's in our workplace, whether we're actually spending each day caring for someone who's struggling, or maybe we spend the day confined in the house. It's about opening up this conversation in prayer and asking God to help us to be the person he wants us to be in the place where he has set us. The other thing that James tells us is that we need to resist the devil. You see, the devil will come along and tell us all sorts of lies. You'll hear that little voice in your head that says, "God could never use a person like you. Think about all the times that you failed. Think about all the ways that you've let him down in the past. You're a waste of God's time and his resources." And you know what we're told to tell those voices in our head? We're told to tell them to get lost and to be gone in Jesus' name. You see, we're invited to come near to God, and we're told as we come near to God, he will come near to us. So that is our call. That's our vocation. It seems like a strange call or vocation in a world that doesn't believe if we have found faith ourselves. When we have a conversation with somebody else and we say, "I know this mightn't make sense to you, but I've found something that makes a real difference to me. And I know I'm not really too clever at putting words on it, but it means the world to me to have discovered this peace and somehow this feeling that I'm loved in the universe. And if I can show it to you, and you can then pass it on, I believe the world could be a much better, much kinder place." So let's dedicate ourselves to this task afresh as we take communion today. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promise through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. We pray for your church throughout the world, for this diocese and for David, our bishop. And today we pray for people everywhere who are seeking your guidance, your purposes for their lives. And we ask that you would make your ways known to them and that you would give them courage to follow you wherever you're leading them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the nations of the world. And today we do pray for the country of Haiti as it tries to rebuild its infrastructure and housing after this summer's devastating earthquake. We pray for all who've been affected. We think especially of those who have lost loved ones, those who've had their properties and businesses destroyed. And we pray for all those agencies that are leading the response, that they would be enabled to bring resources and hope to devastated communities. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the sick and the poor and those in any kind of trouble. And today we want to pray for all who are transitioning to third level education, those who are moving out of home for the first time. And we ask that wherever they are this Sunday morning, they would know your peace and also the blessings of new friends. We also want to pray today for all who are sick at home or in hospital or in nursing homes. And we ask that in their situation, they would be aware of your presence and your love and your protection. And we pray for all who care for them. And in the quietness of our hearts, let us bring before God any who are particularly in our thoughts and on our minds as we come to church today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Father, accept these, our prayers, for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We continue this service of Holy Communion in prayer. Let us pray. We do not presume. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross. We meet in his name and share his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let's continue our worship in song. Our next song is Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You.
Thank you.
Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. Please be seated. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is
with us. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ, you shared our life, that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know your need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest." Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. Amen. 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 The bread which we break is the sharing in the body of Christ. We being many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. During this time of COVID, we receive communion in one kind, that is bread only. So we ask that you stay in your seats and we will come and share the bread with you. God of mercy, through our sharing of this holy sacrament, you make us one body in Christ. Fashion us in his likeness here on earth, that we may share in his glorious company in heaven, where he lives and reigns, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
We pray together, Almighty God. Almighty God,
We thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain in you always. Amen. Our closing hymn is I, the Lord of Sea and Sky.